This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel says its forces were operating in and around Gaza's biggest hospital after a raid early Wednesday morning. An Israeli army video showed automatic weapons, grenades, ammunition, and flak jackets it said were recovered from an undisclosed building within the complex. Here's Israeli military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus.
There is an AK-47. There are cartridges, ammo. There are grenades in here. Of course, uniforms. And all of that, this was hidden very conveniently, secretly, behind the MRI machine.
Israel's military says Hamas used the hospital as a command center in tunnels beneath the buildings. Hamas has denied the allegations. The Washington Post is reporting that Hamas has agreed in principle to release at least 50 women and children it has been holding hostage since its deadly raid on southern Israel on October 7th. That's according to an Arab diplomat familiar with the negotiations. In exchange for the hostages, Israel will agree to a 3 to 5 day pause in the fighting, along with increased humanitarian aid to Gaza and the release of an unspecified number of women and children being held in Israeli prisons. The Post says Israel is now considering the proposal. Speaking to reporters outside of San Francisco, U.S. President Joe Biden said the war will not end until progress is made on a key issue.
I'm not a fortune teller. I can't tell you how long it's going to last. But I can tell you I don't think it ultimately ends until there's a two-state solution.
President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping agreed Wednesday to resume military-to-military communications and work to curb fentanyl production. The agreements came after the two leaders met for about 4 hours at a historic estate outside of San Francisco.